Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG tonight for a review of the news, including the Ukraine situation. We don't have much video and much images as we had at the beginning, but it seems that what is happening at Severodonetsk is is a repeat of Mariupol. And so the Russians are advancing street by street, fighting. 24 hours ago, the media was saying that the Russians had taken over 50% of the city. And right now, it seems that they have taken over much of the city. It seems that it's mostly under Russian control. So it's a matter of time before we can call it the final fall of this city, which is the last major center for Luhansk to have been completely dominated by the Russians. How are you doing, people of the regular chat? Welcome. And before we start with the news, I thought we could do a garden update because I've been working so hard these days on the garden. I wanted to show you where I'm at. First, let's begin with a distant take over the whole greenhouse. That is what it's looking like right now. I have my water lines coming in here, here, and here. It's much more practical because I used to have just a very long hose above the ground. Now it's underground pipes that are coming in and they are connecting to outlets and I can control them independently. My automated watering system has been installed for half of the greenhouse. So this half here, you can see there's a little serpent in black. It's currently watering. So it's a drop by drop shooting water into the soil. You can see the line starts here and then it goes here, makes a little twist here, and then it goes here, feeds all of the lines. It makes a twist here, and then it continues that way. So I'm currently estimating just how many hours of that drop by drop do I need to get a good watering, and it seems about 3 hours will be needed for a fully saturated soil, saturated in water. That's what it looks like close to the thing. So as you can see, I've now adopted the landscape fabric this year. We'll see. Firestarter says, what's the black tarp for Jeff? The black tarp is landscape fabric, and it has many functions. First, it is designed to stop the herbs from growing, so it greatly reduces the weed problem. So I made little windows in it where I intend to plant my plants. So first and foremost, it's a weed obstructor, but it's also designed in fabric rather than plastic so that it lets water and nutrients pass. So that, unlike if you were to put just a layer of plastic stuff, it would stop the oxygen from passing and the water. This lets water and nutrients pass, but not herbs, not weeds. So I've made little windows, and you can see here my sweating system. Drop by drop, it leaves some water pass into the ground, and it keeps it humid without saturating it too quick. So that's at the entry of my greenhouse. You have the garlic from last year that is extremely healthy. And I've also passed the watering line to those. Those are the strawberries from, I think we may have planted this 2 years ago. They're still very healthy. And I've added some black tarp, some landscape fabric, but I punctured holes where I expected the strawberry plants to be. And they have grown out of the landscape fabric now. Firestarter says, I thought the greenhouse keeps the weeds out. Oh no. The greenhouse is not a protection against weeds. You need some kind of device that stops things from growing from under the soil, because somehow these plants, you know, they send side roots and then they can grow from their side roots. There's just no way. You have to have a physical obstacle. So the system that I've done this year, last year we had used newspaper. I wasn't satisfied with newspaper because within a couple of months you can see weeds growing through the newspaper. So what I've done is I have lines of cow manure and soil from last year's and compost and kitchen leftovers compost as well as sheep compost all mixed together, including the big pile of cow manure that my friend farmer sent brought to us with a tractor. So I have these lines that are viable soil, and then I put the landscape fabric over all of the greenhouse. So the landscape fabric is continuous. It goes above a row and then it goes between the rows and then it goes above a row. I've kept the landscape fabric continuous because wherever you make a wherever the landscape fabric is not continuous is a place of weakness where weeds can grow. So I made the whole greenhouse distance for 4 feet, and then the whole greenhouse distance for 4 feet, and that's how I proceeded. And then in between the rows above the landscape fabric, I've added wood chips. Mama JF has gathered such a pile of wood chip this year that we basically have as much as we want. We can waste wood chips, it's not a problem. So I've decided that wood chip would give the weight over the landscape fabric. So keep it in place, keep it tight, and also it constitutes a soil in which herbs will not will not grow. So that's the goal of the combined landscape fabric plus wood chips we have from last year. Despite the fact that I've added landscape fabric, I've left some place for the plants that were still alive from last year. This sage branches that have survived from last year are still doing well. So that's funny that they can survive that cold of a winter. So that's a picture of what I'm setting up here. You have thyme that has survived from last year, and I'm cutting little windows in the landscape fabric to give access to the good soil, and this will be the soil in which I plant. That's a kale plant surviving from last winter, well, last summer, and it survived throughout the winter. It was already producing a lot of flowers, so I cut all of the branches that were producing flower with the hope that it will react by producing some kale salad for us. That's a view of a freshly built part of the soil. So again, this is my strategy. Landscape fabric over. So under the landscape fabric, you have cow manure, sheep manure, kitchen leftover, compost, and soil from the last year. And then I put a landscape fabric over the whole thing, spreading from this length to this length here. And then I put wood chips in between the rows where I intend to walk, but where I don't intend to plant. Thomas says, Jeff, do you buy stocks slash shares at all? I don't. I don't. If I buy anything, it will be Bitcoin. I either short Bitcoin or I'm long Bitcoin. I do not believe in the regular economy. I do not believe that these companies even turn profits. They're just fictional value. It's no, I wouldn't bet on this because first, I don't know much about stocks, and secondly, it's not something that's interesting to me. I would feel that I'm pursuing fictitious activities there. Fractal Man says, seems to grow taller than I would think. The kale, yeah, I mean, that's a second year, so it's but yeah, those kales, they grow relatively tall, like lettuce a little bit, where if they want to go into flower and seeds, they grow that tall. But otherwise, yes, you can keep them much lower if you're just interested in the leaves. But I don't know. I think I'm gonna get these plants to give me our seed. because it's been resisting the winter, so I want to select this. Nicholas Petris says, just noticed JF's voice has recovered. Yes, it did. I wouldn't say 100%, but maybe 95%, so very good. Chef Marv says, so JF, how's the voice doing? Did you end up taking a break last week? Yeah, I took 3 days of break, I think, and I'm 95%, and I think tomorrow I'll be 100%. By the way, if you would like to support the show, join the Patreon or the Subscribestar if you would like to support on a regular basis. But other than that, please send super chats using the Odyssey dollar button. Odyssey is my favorite platform for super chats. It is the right way to support the show. Or as an alternative, we also have Entropy. I answer to all of the super chats. The Entropy link is in the description below. Fractalman says, making it through a Canadian winter is definitely a plus. Yes. And so I'm totally interested at saving the seeds from this kale plant, because the other ones didn't survive. Although I don't remember the other ones. Did I rip them apart? Did I remove them from the soil? Maybe I did. Chef Marv says, next time you have voice extinction, have someone translating in sign languages in the bottom right, like those politicians have. No, not interested. All right, continuing the... So yes, that's the view of the automated watering system. Currently, it is watering. Amazingly, I can control this automated watering system from my cell phone, because it's connected to a mechanized ball valve inside my home, which is itself connected to a Globe Smart Wi-Fi plug. And so whenever I want to start watering, I don't need to go to the greenhouse anymore. I can say entrance of the greenhouse. I can say outside. I can say the exit side of the greenhouse, or I can say raised bed, and they shall be watered. Let me play a little bit with my volume here. All right. yeah. Okay, I just wanted to test the sound. I'm super proud of having accomplished this, an entire automated system that will grow for me, because one of the things with the laissez-faire attitude that I've used last year, by watering much less, by letting the nature do the work, I noticed that the plants didn't grow as much. The plants really need to be watered regularly. And on the other hand, watering is a physical activity that is extremely demanding in terms of amount of time. It's insane how much time you have to spend if you water these every day, if you want a large surface like I have. So the automated watering system is what I needed. So that's a close-up of my little windows. Those will be places where I can plant tomato plants. Outside of the greenhouse, things are going well. Yesterday I did the lawnmower to clean up the weeds so that my trees get the best access to the nutrients. That's a new peach tree we planted a couple of days ago. That's our raspberry spot, and it's grown so much. We originally planted right here, just this. And look at this. You have some growing here, some in the back, some are going here. The raspberry is spreading, and it's spreading with its own raspberries, planting its own fruits into the soil and gaining over the grass. And so this year I feeded it with further cow manure, and I've made a bigger spot because the raspberry wants more. Well, I'm happy about it. The blueberry is still pretty much the original branch. It hasn't fruited last year, so we'll see if this year it succeeds at doing so. But it's those leaves right here, the kind of yellowish one. That's our cherry tree, taller than it has ever been. I'm amazed that this is all going on without much work. these things have figured out how to grow all these leaves. That's a view of the whole court with pear tree, apple tree, apple tree. That's a new red currant. So we add black currant plenty, but we didn't have red ones. We'll see how they taste this year. We've had a red currant. That is the black currant, extremely productive, already at the beginning of the year. We're not even in June yet, I believe. No, we're going to be in June tomorrow, but not even in June, and we have plenty of flowers there. Each of them will become a black currant fruit. This is two rhubarbs. This one has been from last year, and it has grown. It has survived the winter, and this one has just been planted. Can't wait to taste the classical taste of the rhubarb. Pear tree, taller than ever, beautiful, extremely healthy. Red currant, black currant, black currant. Look at the number of fruits we're gonna have. It's going to be awesome. Black currants are super easy to farm. They keep growing, they expand, they develop new branches. I've had nothing to do but just water them a little bit and mostly let the rain do it. Hazelnut tree, pretty leafy. My hazelnut trees have been weak every year compared to the other trees, but with the amount of leaves I'm seeing on this one this year, I think it's going to have a great year. Hazelnut tree also. This one has had a little fissure here, so I don't know what to do with it. I don't want to break it because I think it might have a means to repair itself, but it seems that this part of the tree has separated from this part of the tree. Hopefully they will find ways to reconnect and kind of clean the injury or whatever, or just patch it in some way. Nicholas Petrus says, fresh raspberries are ridiculously good. Absolutely. Fractal Man has sent a super chat. Thank you so much for supporting the show. He says, people here in the US are certainly frustrated with rising prices. When do you think this spills over to legitimate anger? We are already seeing riots over food and power shortages in less developed places like Sri Lanka. I can't see this in the US and Canada, but maybe Central America. You're right. It's going to be extremely hard to get a popular revolution in countries of abundance like Canada and the US. The problem being, the system always finds a way to somehow feed us minimally and, you know, give us some rent apartment. The system always finds a way. And when you have revolutions, it's really when people are they are stuck in a corner. You know, it's either they die or they revolt. But we're very far from this, and people could live for decades of poverty and recession, and it wouldn't be enough to get a revolt in our abundant countries. Mama JF is here. I don't know if she wanted to speak or maybe she's just chilling in the studio. Hello, Mama JF.
I just wanted to say, do you know that black currant is the thing with the most vitamin, is the fruit with the most vitamin, or like, it's so healthy, like.
Oh, yeah?
Or like the most antioxidant or something.
I don't know. But yeah, antioxidant, I wouldn't be surprised because I think it's related to the color. I think the color is black because it has a lot of some of these nutrients or whatever it's called. All right, pear tree doing awesome. Apple tree, I believe, yes. Those are black walnuts. They are very late. They tend to be much later than the other trees. They really take their time in the spring and they wait for the full summer to grow their leaves. Of course, the black walnuts are the rejects of my garden. They have been put in it because Mama JF didn't like them. And so she was like, why did you buy black walnuts? And so yeah. I said, well, I'm gonna put them in a place of the I'm gonna put them in a place where there's not much sun, so maybe they'll die.
My God, really?
Are you satisfied, Mama Jeff?
Oh my God.
Is this black walnut suffering enough to your taste?
My God. I didn't know that, but yes, they are. I want them to die.
You want them to die?
Yes, they are not good for the garden. They are cursed.
They are cursed, but yes. Why wouldn't you let them exist at the extremity of our garden? And it's like,
no.
Their existence will not bother you.
It has to be like 2 kilometers away.
2 kilometers? I'd be very surprised.
Oh, maybe we should go plant them on an abandoned land somewhere.
Maybe one day we can transplant them.
Somewhere far.
Mm-hmm. I mean, why not tolerate the black walnut? They're big like this, and they gain 1 centimeter per year. It's like there's no way these things are gonna become big. I've put them in a place where they have extremely restricted sun. It's like a challenge. Try to live, black walnut. That's our second black walnut. Again, they are extremely slow to grow. Apple tree going very good. See, the apple tree had started pretty low. I think it was this high at the beginning. And now it has grown much beyond the bamboo branch. That's another apple tree. That's our potato field. That's the last part of the soil that I haven't worked yet. So now that I'm done with the greenhouse, I'll get to the potato field. And hopefully I can use my new landscape fabric knowledge to master the weed problem there. Here I have a plum tree, beautiful leaves. This is Mama JF's experiment, the burdock, Mama JF, the burdock trash experiment.
Yes.
So we've planted burdock. They're like spiky fruits, right?
Yes.
They're the spiky fruits that would stick to your shirt. But somehow I think you may have packed in way too many wood chips. And also the soil is probably too compact in there. I think they didn't get a chance to... And this leaf here is probably just a grass, I think. It doesn't look like a burdock leaf.
Oh no!
I'm afraid.
It's too compact, why?
I think it's too compact because you've used clay soil. You should have used looser soil at the top, and you should have put the seeds in a very, very loose soil so that they get a chance to get out, because I think they are being crushed under the weight here.
Oh no.
Unfortunately.
Maybe we're gonna have grass instead.
Yes, we can grow grass, and it will be very healthy grass. It will be grass that's isolated from any other living thing, so it can use all the nutrients for itself.
Yes. My God. And somebody say burdock, burdock.
Burdock, burdock.
Oh, no burdock this year.
That's a zoom on what I thought maybe, you know, maybe that's the burdock. I don't know, but it looks more like a grass type of vegetable, or... doesn't look like burdock plant to me. Another plum tree doing extremely well. And that's the view of the magnificent greenhouse. My God, am I proud of this realization. It's standing. It's as beautiful as when I started establishing it. And look at this. The whole greenhouse soil is ready. I now have to finish my window cutting at the back here and install the automated water system for the second half of the greenhouse. This is my new system. You can see it comes in and you can turn it off manually, turn it on manually, but you can also turn it off and on using the cell phone. That's a line of water that is not controllable through the cell phone, only manually, so it's for manual watering. And that's another line of water that will be my second automated watering station. And that's outside the greenhouse. I doubled the line, so so that I would also be able to water my trees outside of the greenhouse, and it has the practicality of being close to the tree. And this is what it looks like, how the water lines come into the greenhouse. So they come from under the ground. I dig the under the ground, and then the water line comes out, and then it plugs in. The water line comes out in, plugs in, and comes out here and plugs here. So I've made them relatively tight so that they eventually I'll put a cover to protect the pipes from the sun, but I've put them as close as I could to the greenhouse so that they wouldn't get lawn mowed or something. That's our compost bin with animal bones and kitchen leftovers and some grass that I had cut, doing good. And that's where I passed with the pipeline, so with the water line. So when I brought the water line, I have to pass through a part that is there's lots of trees, and so I wasn't able to dig very efficiently because the trees have such big roots that it was very hard to do with a shovel. So what I decided to do is I passed the water pipes, and then I added wood chips above the water pipes just to hide them from the sun. So it makes at the same time it makes like a romantic path that is now walkable. So when me and Mama JF go to the greenhouse, we may be able to walk over that path. And that's how the grass looks like where I've brought the pipe of water. So you can see there's a trace of dead grass, and that's where I've brought the water pipes. So our wood chip pile has been chopped in on the front and on the back, but basically I've barely used maybe 25% of it. So we're going to have a lot of wood chips to have a lot of fun with, even with all the greenhouse surface now completed. We still have pretty a lot of wood chip left for wood chip fun. As far as the manure, the cow manure, there was one tractor delivery of it, and I think I've taken about 2/3 of it. So what we have left is 1/3 of the manure, which will be great for the raised bed. Firestarter says, Jeff, why is it okay to use animal poop for fertilizer but not human poop? Always this question. Every summer, every time I talk about the garden, people, there's some people who come back to humaner. I'm not saying it's not okay to use humaner. I'm saying I don't want to do it. I'm part of a civilization that has been habituated to sewer systems for handling human feces. I'm not going to save my human feces with the hope that that I can gain some more energy for my plants for it. It's not something I've evolved for. I've evolved in European civilization. Sorry. Mama JF, what's up?
No, because we eat so much crap. Oh. We eat all the candy and stuff.
You'd be worried that the hot dog sausages would end up in our gardens?
Yes, because in the meat, there's bacteria.
Yes.
And the cow, they only eat grass.
Yeah, but there's bacteria in the grass too. That's how the cows digest the grass.
No, right? There's like salmonella and like all this in the meat.
Well, there is salmonella, and it's a risk of human feces use, but I guess that the idea is if you leave it there for a year, for 2 years, there's a time at which the risk is basically zero. That's my understanding. Midnight sends a super chat. Thank you so much for supporting the show. He says, JF, farming is hard work, especially in the heat. Wouldn't it be nice to have a group of people to help without having to pay them? Like in times past. Communitarian work, it's not my thing. I hate this. I understand that there was a time at which people were helping each other, but my impression is that they were mostly helping their brothers, their sisters, their cousins. I don't like these hipster communes, so forget it. I'll never be a part of it. Mama Jeff, what do you think about the communes?
Yes, actually, we have some friends like, who are here and who wanted to do this, and GF was kind of laughing at that. He was like, no,
The thing is,
my God.
you cannot escape. You know the tragedy of the commons? The tragedy of the commons is no matter what is your collective action, someone is draining more of it and giving less to it than the average. It's inevitable. There's always drainage, always like I'm gonna get a guy who's all enthusiastic and oh my God, isn't it great that we're cultivating cucumbers with JF? And then he's gonna fuck Mama JF some night, and you end up finding that oh, he wasn't into the cucumbers that much, right? He was faking it to fuck my wife. It's always like this.
Lol.
I mean, and are they not in it for this, but they expect some other things. And oh, they're not getting paid and they're unhappy about it. And oh, in reality, they wanted to get paid, but they were hesitating to talk about it. It's always drainage. These human beings all around, they always want to fuck you somehow.
Yes. No, it's truly like we're not made to live with so many people. Like,
Yes.
seriously, me since I was young again, I was always making anxiety. I always wonder why I'm anxiety. It's because we're not made to see so many people all the time. Like, I feel so much better since I'm just in a little house with GF and like nobody
Yes,
else
because
there.
you were pursuing a massive social life, and it was all drama, all energy wasted. Oh, are you my friend? Are you my fuck friend? Are you? It's like so much crap. It's so much easier to say we are dedicated to each other, we will live forever together, and our goal is baby making. And all of the babies we have, they're all from both of us. My God, no, I hate communes. Mama JF, was there anything else? Okay, Mama JF is just chilling in the studio and thinking about the life of communes. The raised bed situation, I've packed it with some shoveling of dirt that I've shoveled from the back where we want to build a house extension. And now I'm at the point where this is my line where I will stop shoveling dirt and clay and I will start putting healthy soil and compost and cow manure. So I'm pretty much at the point where I can finalize the raised bed. There's been a tearing of the plastic here, but it's really not dramatic. I'm gonna add another plastic and I will come and lay on top of this one so that the goal is just that water that flows from top to bottom must stay in the raised bed. So that's what I can accomplish with a second piece of plastic. What else? Beside the raised bed, we have our blackberry. Blackberry doing excellent. It has a very long branch, but for now the long branch hasn't produced leaves, but the leaves have started at the basal part of the branch. This is a huckleberry. We're trying this for the first year. I don't think it survives the winter, so it's a kind of blueberry. It's the family of blueberries, but it doesn't survive the winter, and you have to collect the fruits at the end of the summer and then replant the seeds next year. We'll see what it gives. I don't have much hope for this huckleberry.
I hope it will not do a bunch of mischief and adventures. I like the guy. There was not a guy like this.
Are the huckleberry would be a hustler? Is that a hustler berry? Uh,
No.
or, or are you talking about Huckleberry Finn?
Yes, this guy.
Oh
Sorry, hustler.
Mama JF makes connections between words. I don't even know. Is Huckleberry Finn related to the huckleberry? Do they even talk about this plant in the book? I have no idea. And finally, that is a new peach tree also. So this year we have two new peach tree. We'll see how it grows. I've put it in a mound of cow manure. That is the state of my garden right now. And always beautiful. Oh my God, am I proud of this. The raised bed plumbing work that I had done from at the beginning of it all. And it's still there, ready to water the raised bed once the raised bed is filled with fresher soil. Dead Star sends a super chat. He says, just a channel recommendation. Renaissance Horizon has been posting quite insightful info about Ukraine in the community tab of his YouTube. He's also a great source on European elections when they happen. All right, I've bookmarked this channel. I'll have a look at what it is. So the situation in Ukraine, good advancement for the Russians. Oh, Mama JF, was there anything?
I want to say something about about the dessert I made yesterday.
Oh yeah, you made a flaky dessert.
Yes, wait 1 minute.
The flaky dessert has shown itself to be perhaps not inflatable enough. Let's see.
Look, I made this. Oh, you don't want me to show this? I wanted to show this.
No.
Oh, okay. But it didn't work.
Well, what's the problem? Did you have yeast in there?
Yes, but I don't know, but it's so weird, but I wanted to talk about the margarine. It's so weird, this, okay, I ate this, I made violent dreams, okay, I dream I was beating people.
You dream you were beating people as a result of eating margarine?
Yes, and I wanted to show something, but why I cannot show it?
Well, you cannot show a product that has a label that allows the recognition of the local area where it was purchased.
It's not from here, it's from US.
Doesn't matter. There are codes on there that show where it's delivered.
Okay, but there's a fetus on there.
There's a fetus on the margarine pot?
Yes.
Something tells me that there's not a fetus on the margarine pot.
Yes, look, maybe you can show on Google.
What is it? What's the name of the margarine?
Imperial.
Imperial margarine.
Because this is so weird, we never eat this usually, okay? Look at the on the cover. You can't see the cover good.
There it is.
Look!
You claim that this is an embryo showing that the margarine is made of embryos?
I don't know, but
ground
it's
up
weird.
Embryos?
Because it looked like a piece of meat or something, a ham, but then you look closer and it's a human being.
Yes, it's a baby being held by a mother. I think it shows that it's for the whole idea that you care about your children, so you feed them margarine.
Really?
Yeah.
But why is it the color of meat like this?
It's because probably it combined well with not being too aggressive, not
Look,
being
my...
too graphic, and not requiring too much ink in terms of high resolution printing. And it allows the illustration of the health aspect and the love aspect of margarine.
It's so weird. Me, I think it's weird, this little image.
Mama JF sees this and she thinks, oh my God, they're making margarine with ground embryos.
I don't know. It's because since all the people talk about this, I always see it everywhere.
In any case, we've not been eating margarine ever, like,
no, we don't.
Since we're together.
Because in the recipe, they say to use this, so me, I do the recipe.
Oh, so you were doing a specific recipe where they were asking for this, and it didn't inflate? What was the problem?
I don't know.
It's the yeast, probably.
I don't know.
The yeast and the heat.
Oh, I need to make more. I need to practice more.
You need to practice more.
Okay, but anyway.
Well, it's still very easy to eat. I mean, it's pleasant to eat. It's not, you know that it should be more inflated, but it's decent. You know, it's sugar, sweet stuff.
Yes. And also when I eat a margarine, I feel it in my brain everywhere. It did something.
Well, you should stop eating it.
I know.
If that makes you feel like this.
Yes. Anyway, everybody look out for on the cover of stuff. The truth is out there.
Look out for the cover of stuff. The truth is out there. Well, Mama JF, thank you for appearing on the show tonight. So the situation in Ukraine, the last part of Luhansk is about to be dominated by the Russians, and it's at Severodonetsk here. You can see that the Russians had already started planning a surprise them from behind and encircle them kind of strategy. But right now they are going street by street in Severodonetsk and dominating increasing portions of the city. Pretty much we expect that it will end up like Mariupol. Although there might not be a last stand at all. You know, Mariupol was offering a special defense opportunity, and it was also a place where there were probably more extremist nationalist Ukrainians. So it was easy there to have a force of last stand of people willing to die for Ukraine. I don't know in Severodonetsk if you're going to get the same thing or if it's going to be a quicker thing where perhaps they will simply abandon quicker once they see that they are fully encircled. But for now, the head of regional administration says Severodonetsk is largely under Russian control. That was the news 5 hours ago. Shelter-in-place order was given after a chemical plant was struck in besieged Ukrainian city. So let's have a look at the video here. So nitric acid tank apparently exploding. Someone says, why is JF pro-Russia? I don't know if I'm pro-Russia. I look at this conflict and I see something good for the West, in that I am anti-West. That's what I said on Gab originally when the war started. I'm mostly anti-West, first and foremost. I look at the way Western civilization turned out, and I'm against it. And so I will be supportive of any force that rises that can constitute a form of opposition to our nations. And so that leads me to be sympathetic to the Russian position in this conflict. But I don't see it from a pro-Russian point of view, in the sense that all I'm seeing is the interest for me. The interest for me is that a nation out there has risen as a strong opponent to the hegemony of NATO and the totalitarian American Empire. And one day such a force will be needed for our own governments to fall. So that's the way I see it. I see it mostly from my perspective as a Canadian / American living under the iron hand of these governments that have totally lost control in Canada and in the US. Thomas says, where can I see this Ukraine map? liveuamap.com. That's where they refresh with all the late events. Texar Canada says, long time listener, but I've been away for months. My wife just asked how Mama JF was doing, so I'm glad to see her appearing the moment I connect to the live stream. Yes, Mama JF has been around. Sometimes she doesn't show on the show, but she has been around all this time. Mariupol repeat. Russian forces capture most of the last major holdout city in Luhansk. So it will be a great symbolic victory also, because it will allow Putin and people in general to say, all right, some of the originally stated goals of this special operation have been met, have been realized. So I think it's an important symbolic victory. And it's also that they were arguing it's as important, if not more important, than Mariupol, because it's already going to allow a full political process to be launched in Luhansk, and Luhansk to be defined as the full Luhansk rather than a partial Luhansk that that could have led to conflict extending over many years. It's going to be the full Luhansk region under Putin control. So that's a reason why it's very important. Multiple people shot at a high school graduation ceremony in New Orleans. Multiple police are at the scene as they confirm at least 3 people have been shot at Xavier University, where the ceremony is taking place. A suspect has been detained. We'll see if this is some kind of shooting or more like interpersonal conflict. I don't know. What is this? What is the reason for this? Someone sent me this. The K-pop group BTS is at the White House.
Honored to be invited to the White House today to discuss the important issues of anti-Asian hate crimes, Asian inclusion, and diversity.
well, actually, that's a good thing. I thought they would come for some leftist purpose. But that is great, because the anti-Asian hate crime, let me tell you, there isn't an epidemic of white people attacking Asians, okay? Let's say it this way. The white on Asian violence problem is a small, small, small problem here. So whenever you have Asians coming out for this thing, we're talking mostly black on Asian violence. And yeah, solve this problem. That would be great. Maybe, you know, accidentally you're also going to solve the black on white violence problem, but if you can solve the black on Asian violence problem, that's already a good step forward. I think accidentally they will end up having a positive effect on us. Accidentally they're going to save us from some victimization. Illinois school will require teachers to grade based on race. Race-based grading is the latest DEI plan. So that's a big problem for schools, but I think that schools have already discredited themselves so much that, I mean, we expected them to go that way, and eventually you're going to end up with the fact that a diploma really indicates nothing. It's not a marker of quality of any kind. J.R.R. Tolkien sends a super chat on entropy. Thank you so much for supporting the show. He sends $10. He says, hi, Papa. It's been a while. Seems like Mama JF has a fixation with babies. Yeah, it's interesting. She likes babies, of course, but also she sees embryos on margarine pots, just like this. Chronic Boom says, finally someone sticks up for the Asians. Somehow Biden is doing it better than Trump. Yes, I mean, I'm totally for the resolution of the anti-Asian, you know, these scenes that we've seen in New York where totally random attacks on Asians. Yeah, resolve this. But I mean, we know how to resolve this. It's that this person who's doing it, it's the 19th time that he's doing it. You had to put him in jail one of the last times. So we know the solution to the anti-Asian hate, and it's just put people in jail when they commit a crime. France bans English gaming tech jargon in push to preserve language purity. Government officials must replace words such as esports and streaming with approved French versions. This is so typical of French culture. They think that they can save French culture as an entity without saving the French people. And we see this extremely common also in Quebec. They think that protecting the French language without protecting the Quebecois people is the way to go. They think that the culture is so powerful that it will survive even its uploading to another demographics. Well, it won't. And these things will not have the effect desired or the amount of effort that you will have to invest in such little rules to control French language and to push for French words. They are total waste of efforts compared to what you could do in terms of just changing your immigration policies. You could change immigration policies so as to stabilize the demographics of Western nations. That would be easy, it would be just a rule and it would be over. Or you can make all these long and painful strategy to how do we resist to the attraction of English to our population? Oh, we have to ban certain words. Absolutely ridiculous, won't have the effect desired. People were sharing this on the Discord. I find this absolutely amazing. It's one of these journalists pro-Ukraine who tries to meme Ukraine into a victory. And he memes and he memes and he memes, but eventually he's faced with reality. So Vladimir Putin may just have made the error that ends his bloody rule. Oh my God. The West is beating Russia at its own game. Putin's war has been a fiasco. It's about to get worse. Humiliated Russia faces an epoch-defining defeat. Total victory over Putin cannot be bought cheap. And then, May 26, Putin could be about to pull off a shock triumph. Bro, it's a shock for no one. No one but you. It's like you are living in a fictitious universe. You are shocked at things that are just shocking from the perspective of your lies. Because we've been saying there's no way Ukraine wins this forever from the first day of this war. And you guys have memed and have memed. You've won the war on Twitter and you thought it would lead to win the war on social media. Well, it won't. Please learn from these mistakes. But I don't even think these guys care about learning. I don't think they see... I don't think they see their loss as a loss or as an error. I think it's the way we've seen the mainstream media treat of the Ukraine story. It's not with a desire to obtain the truth or represent the truth. It's more with a kind of narrative shaping, psy-up type of narrative building strategy. And so they're successful even when they're wrong in their view. China expanding new space station to rival the ISS. The China Tiangong space station is operational and is poised to rival the ISS and comes at a time when the ISS is locked in a fierce political battle between Russia and the US due to the Ukraine war. Amazing moment, considering that the China space station will be under control of China, while the International Space Station is hanging in the balance of two nations that are basically in a proxy war. Isn't that fascinating? The baby formula crisis is continuing. A mile-long line of cars that were going to pick up baby formula, they were traveling to Tijuana to purchase baby formula. California parents. So 1 mile long line of cars. I'm happy that California seems particularly affected. I think they're paying the price for their absolute leftism. Academic Agent has been sharing some interesting information, and this will be our last news item for tonight. Academic Agent says this study is incredible. How can there be a 43% decline in trans in a single year? The study was saying we reached peak trans in 2020. The FireArk data on 57,000 undergraduates for 2020-2021 shows that in 50 colleges sampled in both years, the non-binary share dropped from 1.5% to 0.85%, a statistically significant decline with younger, less trans. UK and Canadian data show the same. Look at this. 2021 is in orange, blue is 2020. Age 18, age 19, age 20, age 21. There is a reversal of the trend at all of this bracket of age. So basically, there is an upcoming generation where the trans activism and the trans propaganda is affecting less, and they are less likely to subscribe to it and get into that lifestyle. So we have reached peak trans, guys. Isn't that wonderful? It's like we've seen the worst of it. Going forward, there will be less of it. There will be less children convinced by it. Isn't that amazing? Spindly Opinion says AA did a 3-hour stream on it just before JF's show. Oh well, I didn't see it. I'll go check it out. Another statistic that he was sharing. For example, bisexuals are close to half the LGBT total and predominantly female, but the GSS shows that the share of bisexual women with exclusively male partners in the previous 5 years increased from 13% to 55% in 2018-2021. So, bisexual woman under 30 who had sex with only male partners in the past 5 years. It's now at 54.8. That means they're still hanging on to the bisexual label, but they're really only fucking men. Well, it seems like it was a fad. And the fact that so much of this fad seems to have attracted women, and specifically women who sometimes are autistic or women who are kind of trying to fit in. I think it should have been a red flag from the beginning that this was a moral fad. It was a moral fad in the sense that it was the right thing to do. It gave you little talking points of victimhood. But the phenomenon is going to disappear. Well, disappear not in full, but really reduce its impact on society. Thomas says, JF, do you agree a government loses its credibility when it can't do capital punishment? No, I'm not strongly opinionated on capital punishment. I think I'm on the fence. I think you can make a good argument that it's good, you know, from the eugenics perspective. You can be sure that this person will not ever have babies and will not experience the possibilities of, you know, continuing into existence. But you can have a total eugenic effect by giving life imprisonment, for example. So there's always a counter argument on the death penalty. Also, some people argue, well, it keeps us from having to keep them in jail for all of until they die, and that's a good argument. However, it turns out the cost for all of the legal review related to capital punishment, they end up summing up to more than just keeping the guy alive. So if you want to do a cost-based argument, you end up on saying, well, it's so costly to have capital punishment going that we might as well just keep them in jail. I'm actually going to debate this on The Crucible, because somehow The Crucible decided that my debate, which is not scheduled yet, but we're going to reschedule it because now my voice is doing okay. It's going to be half on moral nihilism and half on the question of the death penalty. I'm all for capital punishment, but you have to acknowledge also that in a system where the justice system may get things wrong, like, here's a good argument against capital punishment. You realize that someone like Derek Chauvin could easily end up being executed. While there's still the lingering doubt in people's mind, like, did he really commit a second degree murder there? Was he careless or accidental in his conduct? So there's a problem. There's a problem with the fact that the justice system is so managed by imperfect humans that taking such a radical step as killing the person I'm not sure it's a good idea. Silver Spider says, JF, hey JF, why are leftists so against capital punishment but have no problem with abortion? It's a good question. Ultimately, it boils down to leftists don't like harm. So the moral pillar of leftists is harm. And they perceive somehow that they can make their brain such that they can perceive the harm when someone is dying, an adult person, but they cannot see it as harm yet when it's an embryo. That's just how it is. They kind of have this taboo. They have the old part of their brain that says harm is bad, harm is bad. But then they have a taboo that comes and slashes the multidimensional space and says, oh, but embryos aren't harmed. The concept of harm doesn't apply to an embryo. We have a super chat before the show ends. Michael Montfort has sent $10. Thank you so much, you guys, for keeping this show alive. You guys are amazing and you are making my life wonderful. Michael Montfort says, JF, although I know that you prefer super chat via Odyssey, I find that it cannot send it that way and will not process for me. So I hope you will continue to allow entropy so people can show support. Yes, I will always have an option beside Odyssey. And, you know, it's not a big matter. I'm as happy to receive your super chat as the one on Odyssey. The reason I say Odyssey is my favorite platform is the fees are fractionally smaller. They're just a little smaller. And also simply because people like to have a direct order. You know, people like to know what's JF's preferred way. So I just say it, but really I don't care. Any of these work. Mama JF is here. What is up, Mama JF, before we conclude the show?
Me for the abortion thing, let me, I would but me, I'm pro-abortion, but from a right-wing point of view, because I say the state shouldn't decide like, what I do with my body.
Okay, so...
Because I say my baby is my baby. It's like, it doesn't belong to the state like, to decide. Okay. It's almost like a CPS. Like.
Okay, well, from a self-determination perspective, I get it. But what about the father? Would the father have a say in the abortion?
I don't know. But then because it's more in the woman body.
Yeah, but it's also half of the male genes.
Why? May I don't know. But the difference with the penalty of death is that this is like somebody else's life.
But like if the baby had been born for an hour, would you be okay with the mother killing it?
I don't know, Bailey, I don't know if I can say that,
Okay. Okay, no, you're right. I have pushed this questioning line way too hard.
Because you look at the dog, okay? Because me, I look at the animals, okay? They give birth, and if there's a little doggy that is not strong enough to live, he would just die in the nature,
Okay, so you're closer to the animal world.
Hey!
No, I mean, you have a kind of anarcho-primitivist bear positioning on the world.
Yeah, man, it's true. Every time you see a little cat give birth, there's plenty of little baby that will die.
Oh, yeah. So we are it's too affected normal. By death.
Yeah, it's not normal. Anyway, I'm not gonna.
All right, thank you, Mama JF, and thank you all for watching the show tonight. I will be rescheduling my debate on the Crucible, and other than this, we'll be making solo shows as my voice has recovered, hopefully 100% tomorrow. Chronic Boom says, JF, the man's body is less involved in conception. The fetus lives inside the woman's body, which is made by her genes. So she contributes a bit more than 50%. Being inside the phenotype of someone doesn't mean that this someone controls you fully or the fate of what you become. For example, we don't allow a man to say, well, whatever happens in my house is my thing. We don't allow a man to rape on private property, as was once hypothesized by the great Rouge V. So the fact that you are on my property, or you are inside my body, or you are within delimitation that I can kind of legally claim as mine, doesn't give me full control over your body. But in a world where rape is allowed on private property, you might have a point.